Reagan, the failing Bonn, and all the meetings that came before them illustrate the inability of governments and institutions to genuinely address the crises we face today. There is no reason to believe that Cancun will be any different. Even the Cochabamba process, which brought together more than 30,000 people to assert a different way forward, is being ignored and will continue to be ignored at these meetings. The Climate Justice Now Network is working within these institutions to ensure that some of the most destructive policies, like RED, never make it past the negotiating table. We must continue to fight against the imposition of these false solutions, but we must not lose our bearings. The system change we require must come from the power of people. It is us that must reorganize our lives. It is us that must find a way to live that does not continue the exploitation of people and of Mother Earth. As these meetings continue to fail, and as our future appears increasingly bleak, a new hope is revealing itself. The Reclaim Power action in Copenhagen not only demonstrated the emerging climate justice movement's stand against the systemic failure of the COP, but more importantly, it began a global process to create another world. What governments and institutions fail to realize is that climate change cannot be solved in one meeting. It is a collective struggle that requires collective solutions. It is only people asserting their vision of another world that can bring about the lasting and radical change that we need. We need system change, not climate change. The geography that separates us is insignificant compared to the shared values that bring us together. And in order to move toward any real sense of climate justice, we need to foster this emerging global movement that connects struggles around the world. With our allies opposing false solutions on the inside, we need grassroots direct action on the outside to challenge the system that brought about this crisis but can never provide the answers. Through the lens of climate justice, we can see that the root causes and therefore the solutions to systemic repression, exploitation, and the climate crisis are the same. Climate justice links these crises together and looks toward a world where local communities are empowered to make decisions that protect the global common. Climate justice is concerned about our future, but it is equally conscious of the past, where our historical responsibilities have been neglected and purposefully set aside. The legacy of colonialism, the exploitation of the many for the benefit of the few, continues to this day. In an effort to link the past with the present, CJA will take up the call to defend Mother Earth and use October 12th as a day of direct action for climate justice. The Reclamation of Columbus Day, previously celebrated on October 12th, is both a recognition and rejection of those political and economic systems which are responsible for climate change. Most importantly, it will be the day when climate justice movements go beyond these systems to implement real solutions to the sociological and ecological crises we face.